Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into Love People, Use Things by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus. This 2021 book serves as a compelling manifesto on the benefits of minimalism, articulating how living with fewer possessions can declutter your physical space and enrich your interpersonal relationships. Love People, Use Things is not just a guide. It's a transformational tool that explains the profound impact of focusing on human connections over material goods. The authors, founders of the popular website TheMinimalists.com, draw from their personal journeys and extensive experience to offer actionable advice on how to lead a more meaningful and focused life. Joshua Fields Milburn has authored several bestsellers, including Everything That Remains, a Memoir, and Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life, while Ryan Nicodemus's insights have been featured in major publications like the Chicago Tribune and LA Weekly. Their combined expertise makes this book an authoritative resource on minimalism. Love People, Use Things is ideal for anyone from budding hoarders seeking to declutter to thrifty savers looking for tips on living lightly. If you're intrigued by the idea of enhancing your life through minimalism, this book might just inspire a pivotal shift in your priorities and lifestyle. Love People, Use Things, Because the Opposite Never Works. Introduction: Navigating a Clutter-Free Life. Embrace Minimalism for Maximal Joy. In an era dominated by the need to own and accumulate, many find themselves weighed down, not just by physical possessions, but by the emotional and financial burdens that come with a consumerist lifestyle. Love People, Use Things suggests that a shift toward minimalism isn't just about creating more space in your homes, but also about crafting a more fulfilling and purpose-driven existence. This narrative explores how simplifying your surroundings and commitments can deeply influence your psychological well-being and relationships. It offers actionable guidance on how to declutter not only your physical spaces, but also your mental environment, which can be crowded with unnecessary worries and commitments. Listeners will discover how minimalism extends beyond personal possessions to impact financial health and creative expressions. The book explains the profound impact of living with less, which includes a more thoughtful approach to shopping and spending, fostering a renewed focus on personal growth and relationships rather than on material gains. Key takeaways include understanding how stripping down to essentials can lead to a richer dating and social life, metaphorically starting naked with raw honesty and openness. Learning from extreme situations, such as a dumpster fire, which can symbolically represent purging the unnecessary to make room for new growth and opportunities. Finding common ground in minimalist principles across diverse belief systems, where both atheists and pastors find harmony in the values of simplicity and purpose. Through these insights, Love People, Use Things promises a pathway to a more centered, peaceful, and intentional life, emphasizing that true joy comes from the quality of our relationships and experiences, not from the quantity of our possessions. Part 1: How Letting Go of Clutter Might Just Lead to True Happiness. Imagine living in a house that's brimming with designer gadgets, the latest appliances, and wardrobes filled with trendy clothes. Sounds like a dream? Well, for Jason and Jennifer Kirkendall, it was more of a nightmare. Despite having all the markers of a successful life, including a big family and a spacious home, they found themselves drowning in dissatisfaction and an overwhelming sense of emptiness. Their turning point was nothing short of dramatic. After deciding to declutter their life by disposing of unnecessary items, they encountered a literal and figurative cleanse when a fire unexpectedly ignited in the dumpster filled with their discarded belongings, eventually consuming their house. Miraculously, no one was harmed. Surprisingly, The fire ignited a new beginning for the Kirkendalls, freeing them from the shackles of material possessions. The story of the Kirkendalls underscores a powerful message. Owning more doesn't mean living better. Minimalism, the art of finding value not through things, but through life itself, offers an antidote to the consumption-driven world we navigate daily. Our society often equates happiness with acquisition. Ads bombard us with messages that the next purchase will be the key to a fulfilling life. However, this perpetual cycle of buying leads to temporary highs, followed by long spells of dissatisfaction. Moreover, our obsession with acquisitions contributes to substantial personal debt and creates homes filled with unused objects that do nothing but take up space. In America, the haunting reality is that average credit card debt per person amounts to over $16,000, a clear testament that happiness can't be bought. To break free from this cycle, the Kirkendalls' approach provides a practical blueprint. They categorize their belongings into essentials, non-essentials, and expendables. This not only helps in clearing out physical space, but also in making room for introspection about what truly matters. Essentials are non-negotiables for survival, non-essentials enhance life although they are not vital, and expendables are unnecessary clutter. Simplifying your surroundings in this way can lead to profound revelations about your desires and beliefs. This process is transformative, but challenging. It forces a deep reflection on personal values and priorities, often leading to broader life reassessments and changes. By embracing minimalism, you not only free up physical space, but open the door to new experiences, relationships, and personal growth opportunities that truly enrich your life, proving that sometimes less really is more. Part 2: Unveiling Truths, The Psychological Journey of Minimalism. Joshua Fields Milburn seemed to lead a picturesque life with all its trimmings, a lucrative job, a luxurious home, and a long-standing marriage to his high school love, Kerry. However, beneath the glossy exterior, his personal satisfaction hovered around a mere 6 out of 10. An unsettling sense of lack lingered, starting with his increasingly estranged relationship. Despite his deep affections for Kerry, their intrinsic differences became more pronounced with time, leading them further apart. Instead of confronting these growing gaps, they chose silence, a decision that only exacerbated their issues and eventually led to an embittered breakup marked by betrayal and divorce. The key insight from Joshua's experience is the importance of confronting uncomfortable truths when simplifying your lifestyle. Minimalism is often viewed through the lens of reducing physical clutter. However, its principles also apply to mental and emotional decluttering. This process involves shedding the mental debris of self-deception and unnecessary lies that we often burden ourselves with. It's a challenging yet liberating journey that goes hand in hand with disposing of superfluous material possessions. So, why do we resort to falsehoods? In many cases, it's a pathway of least resistance. Little falsehoods enable us to mask our true selves and maintain a facade of normalcy. For instance, we might embellish details to friends to paint a brighter picture of our lives, omitting the struggles that might tarnish it. Internally, we might deny the reality of a failing relationship or an unfulfilling job, because facing such truths is painful. These small lies, however seemingly inconsequential, complicate our lives significantly. They demand mental energy to sustain and prevent us from addressing the underlying issues they mask. In the long run, they generate more clutter and chaos, not just around us, but within us. As one ventures deeper into the minimalist lifestyle, it's crucial to recognize and discard these personal untruths. Often, the clutter in our closets is intertwined with the clutter in our hearts and minds. For instance, an excessive shopping habit might be a distraction from unaddressed personal insecurities or unresolved conflicts. Embracing minimalism thus offers an opportunity to not only clean out our living spaces, but also to deeply introspect and cleanse our internal landscapes. It is a holistic purge of non-essentials, making way for a more authentic, unencumbered life. This journey, though fraught with challenges, paves the way to genuine self-discovery and ultimately more profound contentment and peace. Part 3. Rediscovering the charm in life's simple pleasures. Rob Bell and Sam Cohen represent two distinctly different worldviews, yet they converge on a critical point: the importance of presence. Bell, a devout Christian and former pastor, and Cohen, a committed atheist and neuroscientist, both champion the notion that true contentment lies in mindfulness, the practice of embracing life's moments as they come. This shared belief underscores a crucial lesson. Appreciating life's smaller joys, such as a well-prepared, nutritious meal, can lead to profound satisfaction. The heart of this message is simple yet profound. Learn to appreciate the small joys, like a delicious, healthy meal. Adopting a minimalist lifestyle significantly alters our perception, pulling us away from the relentless pursuit of more, the next gadget, the latest fashion, the newest trend, and realigns our focus on the present. When caught in the web of consumerism, it's easy to overlook the beauty of everyday experiences, from the mundane to the magnificent. But imagine the transformation when simplicity becomes your lifestyle. Suddenly, a routine walk to the store isn't just an errand, but an opportunity to truly engage with your surroundings. The early morning rush to the coffee shop offers a moment to savor the rich aroma of freshly brewed coffee, turning an ordinary purchase into a small, personal delight. Food, too, takes on new meaning in the minimalist lifestyle. In a world where eating often becomes an automatic task, grabbing whatever is quickest and most convenient, we miss out on truly experiencing our meals. Fast food and processed snacks, while satisfying in the moment, are like clutter for our bodies, potentially leading to weight gain and health issues. By adopting a more mindful approach to eating, you begin to appreciate the nuances of different flavors and ingredients. This mindfulness not only enhances the experience, but often leads to healthier choices. Perhaps eliminating gluten or dairy from your diet alleviates long-standing health issues, or maybe choosing vegetarian meals more frequently leaves you feeling unexpectedly energized and light. In the journey towards minimalism, every aspect of life, including our dietary habits, deserves attention and intention. It's about more than just clearing out space in your home. It's about redesigning your life to enrich your daily experiences and rediscover the joy in the simplicity of living. This transformative step might just be the key to unlocking a deeper appreciation for the small, everyday pleasures that life has to offer. Part 4. Aligning decisions with your core values for a more fulfilling life. Picture yourself unwinding on a quiet evening, wine glass in hand, leisurely scrolling through your phone. As you navigate through social media, an advertisement catches your eye and, slightly tipsy, you impulsively click buy. This scenario is more common than you might think, with a staggering 79% of adults admitting to drunk shopping, leading to approximately $45 billion spent annually. Yet it's not just alcohol that can sway our decisions. Often we find our choices being influenced by advertisements, peer pressure, and prevailing social norms, which don't necessarily reflect our true needs or desires. The key insight here is simple yet profound. Understand your core values to navigate life more effortlessly. Crafting a life that truly resonates with you starts with aligning every decision with your core values. Without this alignment, you risk allowing external pressures to shape your life's path, leading to choices that might not genuinely satisfy. For example, you might find yourself in a high-paying job that makes you miserable, or spending extravagantly to keep up with social expectations, even though your true aspiration might be to save for early retirement. The challenge, however, lies in identifying what your genuine values are. Many of us skate through life without deeply reflecting on this, but by understanding the different categories of values, foundational, structural, surface, and imaginary, you can set a strong course. Foundational values cover essential life desires like health and meaningful relationships. Structural values are personal traits you aspire to, such as integrity, diligence, or freedom. Surface values encompass your interests and passions, like art or fashion. Imaginary values often include daily routines and tasks that seem crucial, but in the grand scheme, hold little lasting significance, such as responding to every email or binge-watching a series. Armed with a clear understanding of these four categories, you can start evaluating how well different choices stack up against your values. When faced with a decision, like a new job offer, consider which values it supports and which it might compromise. Does it offer more than just a way to fund your surface values, like buying luxurious furniture, at the expense of your foundational values, such as your health and relationships? By consistently making decisions that align with your values, you'll find that choices become clearer and more straightforward. This alignment not only simplifies decision-making, but also ensures that the path you're on is one that truly brings satisfaction and meaning to your life. Part 5: Financial Freedom Through Smart Money Management and Minimal Debt. In his 20s, Joshua Fields Milburn lived what many would call the American dream. With a successful corporate job, he indulged in a continuous shopping spree, acquiring a Lexus at 23, another at 24, and a brand new Land Rover by age 25. His garage was a testament to his material success. However, his financial health told a different story. With 14 maxed out credit cards, Milburn was drowning in debt. This scenario highlights an all too common issue: financial dysfunction. Despite earning a substantial income, Milburn's lifestyle choices led him to a precarious financial situation, marred by stress and instability. The central lesson here is clear: manage your money wisely and steer clear of accumulating unnecessary debts. For a significant portion of the population, financial management is daunting. Stagnant wages, coupled with rising costs for essentials like housing, education, and healthcare, have pushed about 44% of American households to spend beyond their means. Additionally, nearly 1 in 4 people would struggle to handle an unexpected $400 expense. If you find yourself struggling with financial stability, it's crucial to reassess your relationship with money. Here's a structured way to regain control. 1. Start an emergency fund. Begin by setting aside $1,000. This fund acts as a safety net for unexpected expenses, helping you avoid further debt. 2. Debt snowball method. List your debts from smallest to largest, regardless of interest rate. Focus on paying off the smallest debt first while making minimum payments on others. Once the smallest debt is paid off, move to the next smallest, rolling over the payments from the previous debts. This method not only helps in reducing debts, but also provides psychological wins that motivate you further. 3. Invest in your future. Once you're free from debt, aim to save at least 15% of your income for retirement. Avoid high-risk investments like individual stocks or precious metals. Instead, invest in diverse mutual funds, which spread out investment risks, ensuring steady growth over time. Adopting this strict financial regimen may be challenging initially, but the long-term benefits are immense. Achieving debt freedom expands your life choices. Whether it's quitting a job you dislike, relocating to a preferred locale, or providing a better financial foundation for your children, embracing these principles not only secures your financial future, but also aligns with minimalist values of reducing excess and focusing on what truly adds value to your life. This approach ensures that every dollar you spend or save is a reflection of your priorities and long-term goals. Part 6: Reignite Your Creativity by Disconnecting from Digital Distractions. When you think of a creative individual, iconic images might spring to mind. Michelangelo at work on the Sistine Chapel, Jimi Hendrix electrifying audiences with his guitar, or F. Scott Fitzgerald crafting eloquent prose. These figures undoubtedly embody creativity, but they're not its sole proprietors. Creativity extends to everyday problem-solving and innovation in myriad forms. Whether it's a carpenter designing a piece of furniture, a dietitian planning nutritious meals, or a marketer crafting an engaging presentation. In truth, creativity is a universal trait, likely applicable to you too. However, if you find that your creative spark has dimmed, it might be time to consider how digital clutter is dampening your creative potential. The central theme here is unlock your latent creativity by logging out of the digital world. Creativity, irrespective of the domain, shares common challenges. It demands dedication and immense effort, which can be stifling if you are constantly distracted. One significant source of distraction in today's world comes from our digital devices. With studies indicating that we check our phones approximately 150 times daily, and 86% of people admitting to phone use even during conversations, it's clear that our devices can severely disrupt our focus and creative flow. To mitigate this, consider adopting the digital declutter strategy proposed by computer science professor Cal Newport. This approach involves taking a 30-day break from non-essential digital technologies. For most, this includes steering clear of social media, YouTube, and recreational internet browsing. This temporary digital detox allows your mind to reset from constant digital stimulation. The benefits of this disconnection can be profound. With reduced digital distractions, you may find yourself more drawn to physical activities like writing, drawing, or other creative pursuits. This period of reduced digital interference can also stimulate interest in new hobbies or rediscoveries of past interests. Remember, creativity is often more about the journey and the process than the end product. The act of creating, rather than the outcome, should be where satisfaction and fulfillment lie. By the end of your digital declutter, you may not only find your creativity rekindled, but also gain a deeper appreciation for moments of connection and creation that are often overshadowed by digital noise. Embrace this opportunity to explore and express your creativity with fewer interruptions. Part 7. Cherish relationships that bring authenticity and joy into your life. Consider the unusual yet revealing first date experience of Joshua Fields Milburn and his future wife, Rebecca. Deciding on a couple's massage as their first encounter, they found themselves navigating the intimate decision of how much clothing to remove, setting a tone of vulnerability from the outset. Rebecca chose to wear underwear, while Miljohn decided on full nudity. This bold choice not only sparked their connection but also laid a foundation of openness and authenticity for their relationship. The significant takeaway from this story is, reserve your time and energy for genuine and positive relationships. Minimalism isn't merely about reducing physical clutter. It also applies to our interpersonal connections. Prioritizing meaningful relationships, whether romantic, familial, or professional, is essential. It's about nurturing bonds that truly enrich your life and gracefully distancing yourself from those that drain your energy. What defines an enriching relationship? First, shared values are key. They underpin genuine compatibility. Next, trust and understanding are crucial. They require time and effort, but are fundamental to deep connections. Lastly, reciprocity plays a vital role. A balanced relationship involves mutual nurturing, where each person adds significant value to the other's life. In any relationship, respecting boundaries is as essential as establishing them. Boundaries can be physical, such as personal space preferences, or they can be psychological, encompassing opinions, emotions, and beliefs. Understanding and honoring these boundaries helps maintain healthy, respectful interactions. However, not all relationships are beneficial. Toxic relationships often involve repeated boundary violations and can significantly impede personal well-being. It's crucial to recognize when a relationship is more harmful than beneficial and have the courage to end it. By doing so, you not only protect your emotional health but also free up energy to invest in relationships that are truly rewarding. By focusing on relationships that reflect your values and respect your boundaries, you can ensure that your social life is as decluttered and meaningful as your living space. This approach not only enhances your personal happiness, but also fosters a supportive network that champions authentic connection and mutual growth. Final summary. The central idea we've explored reveals a profound truth. Our modern society often pushes us towards a materialistic lifestyle where accumulation seems like an achievement. Bombarded by relentless advertising, many of us fall into the trap of acquiring more. More gadgets, more clothes, more everything. Yet, these possessions do little more than crowd our spaces and minds, detracting from the essence of truly meaningful experiences. The path to reclaiming your life from this clutter is straightforward but transformative. Declutter your space. By actively removing the superfluous items from our homes, we open up room not only in our physical environments, but also in our mental and emotional landscapes. This act of clearing out enables us to dedicate more time and energy to introspective growth, creative endeavors, and nurturing valuable relationships. In essence, minimalism isn't just about having less for the sake of emptiness. It's about making space for more of what genuinely enriches our lives: more creativity, more reflection, and deeper connections with those around us. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.